Buddha, Dharma, Shuddha Sangha. I want to talk briefly about something our master used to talk about now and then. She referred to as having the ante upped. That's a term from poker, I think. I never played poker, but I gather it has to do with a kind of progressive state of the game in which you have more and more to lose the further you go into it. Another way to put it, if you keep going, it costs you more. And that's certainly the way it is in training. The further you go in training, the higher the spiritual stakes become. And the more is asked of one in the way of genuine willingness, genuine faith, genuine spiritual generosity of spirit. I don't mean the more is asked of one by man. I mean the more is asked of one by the eternal, by the naturally arising circumstances of daily life. This can manifest in so many ways that you could never list them all. But perhaps there are a few general principles we can talk about. One thing I've told people over the years, when they took a real step forward spiritually, I told them from my own experience, it's always been my experience, that whenever that happens, something more is asked of you. There is a price that goes with it, and a greater responsibility. That's the key thing, a greater responsibility. The eternal is not wasteful, and where there is an accumulating store of merit, you might say, from the point of view of the eternal, this is something that can be used for the benefit of beings. It is not something to be hoarded. It's not actually something that can be hoarded. It's not something that belongs to an illusory self. There is no illusory self. There is no self for it to belong to. No separate self for it to belong to. So it cannot help spreading. It cannot help diffusing out from a certain point in space and time. You could call that point in space and time the person who has taken the step forward, who's gone deeper spiritually. And there's more merit to diffuse out, and the Eternal's going to be the one in charge of that diffusing. And what is asked of us is the willingness to allow that to happen and to accept the responsibility of it. This is how people become genuinely teachers and masters. It isn't due to some kind of institutional process. You don't like graduate, get your degree in Zen mastery, and then go out and teach a course in it, and people come to you and study with you. So when all conditions ripen, when the master is ready, when the accumulated merit is such that all conditions are right for it, then the disciple appears. When the disciple is ready, the master appears. This manifests in lay life as much as in monastic life. Because it's a universal principle. Not something limited to any kind of special or particular set of human beings. So in lay life, and one sees it all the time, I see it all the time in the congregation members I deal with, the further people go along spiritually, you can actually watch the more responsibility getting heaped on them. It may be that at times with particular individuals, we are more willing to accept that responsibility than at other times. And whether we're willing or not, it still keeps getting heaped on us. If it's going to get heaped on us, we might as well be willing. It comes under the general heading, if you can't beat them, join them. And you certainly can't beat the Eternal. So it works a lot better for self and others to willingly and as graciously as possible accept the load and do the best one can with it. We live in samsara, a world of beings who suffer. So not surprisingly, it's frequently the case that more suffering beings gravitate to a person who is training in the cessation of suffering. In many different ways, innumerable different ways, connecting themselves to, sometimes attaching themselves to, that accumulated faith and certainty, that living faith and certainty, that faith and certainty in action, that is the training that we do. what's true of others is true of our own personal karmic load. It's normally the case that as soon as someone takes a step forward, or shortly thereafter, step forward spiritually, I mean, or shortly thereafter, something from their own karma falls on them. Some more karma starts to come due, coming and working its way up to the surface to get help. And this can have physical manifestations, emotional manifestations. One can be experiencing simultaneously or in rapid alteration episodes of joy and peace and happiness and dark shadows of pain and confusion and doubt and longing. The merit and the needy, suffering, confused, jangled karmic stuff swirling around together. Another general principle one can talk about is the fact, a very simple fact, that the help of the Eternal will always be with us. However heavy the load may be at times, the help of the Eternal will always be with us. Only have to go back to that place of stillness, look up, turn towards the Eternal, ask for help. Put the difficulty, the problem, the pain, whatever it is, on the altar of the heart. Wait patiently. Listen. And the next step forward will manifest naturally. And we'll be able to take it. The load can be greater when there is greater faith. Because faith knows that the Eternal does the heavy lifting. There is no separate self to carry the load. The load floats in immaculate emptiness. One only has to deal with each aspect of it as it arises naturally. If one rushes ahead in one's brain, with one's brain, to total the load up, then you feel like you're crushed. You're being crushed by it. Just come back to the present moment, take a few deep breaths, let go the worry about the future. If one starts to total up the successes and failures, the virtues and sins, the mistakes and successes of the past. There'll be a similar sense of being smothered by the load. Don't worry about the past. Live now in the true spirit of the precepts. One has to meditatively, moment to moment, relax into it. And then you can do it. However alone one may feel, the worst it can ever truly be is aloneness with the eternal. And one day one realizes that that is enough. Scripture of great wisdom.